This is the BBC Home Service.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What is the price of sliced ham per portion?
I really couldn't say.
Blast.
Yes, well, now, this is the BBC Home Service. Had you been alive at 3 a.m. on the 3rd of autumn, 1956, and switched on your wireless, you would have heard this. It wasn't much of a program, was it? If you had tuned in at 9 o'clock, you would have heard...
Good morning. Here is the news. We regret to announce that the Barami Oasis situation has deteriorated. The British garrison is under constant attack from Sheikh Rattle and Roll. Sheikh Rattle and Roll, you will recall, was sent down from Magdalen College, Oxford, for attacking the British garrison there. Service chiefs have called up the following classes, upper, middle, and lower. They will report to their nearest at their earliest.
Yes, dear listeners, that same morning. I received my papers. I read the sports major reporting for duty. Hop! Any single reporting for duty, sir?
We'll never win. Name?
Sigun.
Sex?
Yes, please.
With or without?
With.
I see. Now then, Sigun, what made you join the army?
An armed escort and two military policemen.
Patriotic volunteer. Now, what were you in civilian life?
I was an admiral in the Royal Navy.
I say, you've left a well-paid job.
Yes, that's why I'm here. There must be some mistake.
There must be. You're an admiral, my dear.
What? How dare you insult a man wearing the Queen's open-necked shirt, flannel trousers, flat cap and boots?
I'm so sorry. I beg your pardon.
You don't seem to realize. I've served on board the HMS Thespis since my father died. You see, the HMS Thespis is a family business. Father put it in his wife's name.
What was her name?
HMS Thespis.
What was her maiden name?
The Arm of Bell.
How she must have suffered.
What?
Relax, Admiral Sigurd. We know you're a naval man. That's why we sent for you. You see, the army is desperately short of sailors.
I'm sorry to hear that. We had a terrible shortage of soldiers in the Navy.
Snap. Now, Admiral... You don't mind my calling you by your first name?
Touché. Fred Touché.
Well, Admiral Fred, the garrison at Barami Oasis is under constant siege. Now, there's only one way to deal with these turban devils of brown. Wait a minute. Wait for it. We're going to send a gunboat.
It was action at last. That night, I called the chiefs of Army, Navy, and Navy to hear my plan of attack. Gentlemen, I have here a statue of the situation at the Barami Oasis.
Thank you.
The Arabs, as you can see, are attacking our garrison at night only.
Does this mean our troops are fighting in their pajamas?
I fear so.
Dad, it must be hell out there.
Any questions?
Yes, but can't we arrange for the Arabs to attack in the daytime?
No. They charge twice as much to attack in the day. After sundown, it's only 2-6 at battle.
Sir, would it not be worth the extra cost so that our men could be spared the indignity of fighting in their night attire?
Yes.
Yes,
gentlemen, I have overcome the difficulty with a cunning move. Our troops now wear battle dress at night and pajamas in the daytime. Any more questions?
Yes. Could you tell me the price of sliced ham, Proportion?
No.
Lost.
So then, gentlemen, intelligence tells us the reasons for these attacks are the Barami garrison is to play football next month.
Oh, what a devilish plan.
There's more to come, Jim. The idea of the attack is to tire our men so as to guarantee an Arab football victory.
Shame.
Devilish. Fear not.
Devilish plan.
Fear not. Tonight the Navy is on the march. Quickly, march!
Left.
Yes, that night the HMS Thespis, 42,000 tons, was broken up into 4-inch squares and packed into crates cunningly marked "Date fertilizer this way up."
Sapristi reeking Apollo holiday. Did you hear that, good pipe? They're sending a battleship to the Barami Oasis.
Stop sweating, Moriarty, you steaming French nit.
Huh?
The Oasis is only 10 feet long. They'll never get a battleship in it.
They could stand it up on one end.
The British don't operate that way.
Nonsense. I've seen them walking to work like that. You heard of the Bekulu line?
Of course, have you really? Hmm? Well, then I shall have to speak to our agent in Barami Oasis immediately. Hello, Barami Oasis.
Hello, mate.
Don't raise your voice. You might be overlooked. Where are you standing?
On my feet.
Are they disguised?
Yes.
Splendid. Now, on no account, let them use a telephone.
Your tula hula dingle.
Because, you fool, another foot is tapping it. Now, listen carefully. Do you know what the British are up to?
Yeah, they're up to the end of 1956.
Blast! That means they've caught us up. Quick, Moriarty, put up a calendar for 1958. That'll give us a 2-year lead.
Oh, me warn you, if Arab football team no beat British garrison team, you get no more money. Goodbye.
I don't like the sound of it, Moriarty. We must get to Barami Oasis at once. Oh. Now hand me that boat and unwrap Max Gildrey.
Oh, hello, boy.
increasingly sordid affair at Burami Oasis part human. For dancing enthusiasts, the rest of the show will be played in slow foxtrot time. Over now to the beleaguered garrison at Burami.
The Arabs are attacking for the first time in this series. Arsenal 3, Tottenham 1. Hooray.
Oh, that's better. Excuse me, Bombay Bibi, my dear. I can't understand Arabs attacking in the daytime. They'll never learn the tango this way. Oh, dear.
Sir, there's an Arab riding down on us on a flaming stallion.
Watch your language.
English, sir, what's yours?
The same. Interpreter, you can go home.
Right, mate.
There's the flaming Arab.
Mind your language. There may be sensitive Scots guardsmen present.
It's all right, I don't mind, really. Honestly, it's quite all right.
Sellers. How dare you change your voice from mine into his for one joke only? Now I shall show these turban wogs of brown who's master of this oasis. Abdul, hand me my... It's a lie! It's a lie! We're just good friends, I tell you. Get out the back way, dear. Oh, mind the thunderbox, will you?
Open up, Corporal Amy, or I smash my fist down.
Oh, it's shake, rattle, and roll. Oh, Abdul, hand me my blacking up cards disguise kit, will you? Oh, just a moment, Mr. Roll. My wife isn't dressed yet.
How long is she going to be, mate?
I'll write to her in London and find out. Where's my pen? Dear Volumnia, I am writing to find out how long you will take before...
Yimbambula!
Mate! How dare you, Yimbambula, in my tent? Wait a moment. Major, Miss Standing Load. You're not shake, rattle, and roll. You look like Ray Ellington.
I am. Me forced to take extra parts. Need money. Married recently.
I understand. I understand. Oh, me married myself. Oh.
Me done better. Me married my girl. More fun.
You naughty imbalatula, you. Woo! Oh, what? Hello?
The Nasty Affair at the Burami Oasis, part 4.
Right, reverse the charge, please. Now, Sheikh, state your business.
You 4 week behind with rent.
What? Nonsense! Get out of my tent or I'll call the manager.
You no bluff me. Look, your rent book. £3.10 owing.
What? I can get an oasis down the road for half that. Look here in the evening wog mail. Look.
What?
To let. Self-contained oasis, third floor, share harem. 12 and 6. Suit cowardly British garrison. There you are.
Me don't wish to know that.
What?
Me want my back rent. Me behind in installments on Sunlamp.
What? You steaming son of the sands. I know, Abdul. Hand me my British military type saxophone now.
Stop, Ladnock, stop! You win! You got bigger bore saxophone than me and Dum Dum Music. But I wreak revenge soon. Get up!
He's not so well off riding his dinner.
Arrival at the oasis, we began to open the crates, having first disguised ourselves as chickens.
You can't be too careful.
Pardon me.
Pardon me, sir. I think somebody's overacting.
Why?
We've just found an egg.
Then there's an imposter amongst us. I'll find him. Men, assume your own voices and from the left. Number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's him. Punch that chicken away.
That night,
by the light of the Araby-type moon, they began to assemble the giant battleship prior to launching it in the oasis. A master technician was in charge.
Walk, foot, and mouth with me. By the dustbins of Rome. It's okay, folks. I ain't the master technician.
No, I am the master technician.
Wait a minute, Bottle. How long have you been a master tongue talking?
I'm not going to tell you, Echo.
Okay, Bottle. Okay, don't tell me. My dust being a broom. When I found that movie
boy. No, wait a minute. Don't leave me here in the dark.
I'm here.
Oh, I guess I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks! You got more applause than me. I don't like you got more clapping than me.
Hey, wait a minute.
I
now then, men. You
got more tickets than what?
Men!
More to you.
We've got half an hour till dawn.
Thank you, Captain.
Shut up, Blue Bottle.
Shut up, Blue Bottle.
Shut up, Echo.
Shut up, Echo.
Shut up.
Shut up,
Echo. Shut
up.
Please, now.
Shut up.
We've got till dawn to assemble the battleship and launch it in the oasis. Ready? Go! Oh. Right. Claudio?
Yes, sir.
Run up a flag.
I'll get the sewing machine.
Yes, dear listeners, there she is. Now to get her into the water. Echo?
Shut up! Okay.
You lift the sharp end. You take the blunt end. I'll be on the bridge. Somebody's got to steer. Now, together! Blip!
Buckle! You lifting your end?
Of course I'm lifting.
Oh, I'm going to lift my end in.
You are enough a rudding swan, you are. Oh, this strain inch can harm a lad, you know. Oh. My knees have fallen off.
Never mind, lad. Here. Here, have a fresh pair. I always carry them since that dreadful affair of the Mr. Fresh contest, 1956. Now, come on, lift!
Ladies and gentlemen, with only two men to carry the battleship, an unexpected time lapse has occurred. To fill it, Ray Ellington will spawn.
I crushed in the jungle while trying to keep my date with my little girl who was back home in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But how was I to know that the wreckage of my plane had been fixed by my partner or had my girly lovers lain? Meanwhile, back in the States. Baby, baby, let's make romance. Yes, your old-time lover hasn't got a chance. He's stranded in the jungle, sad as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Now the boys in the jungle have me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up, my head had started to clear, and I had a strange feeling I was in cooking gear. I smelled something cooking, and I looked to see, and that's when I found out that they were cooking me. Meanwhile, back in the States. stranded in the jungle, sad as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I jumped out the pot and I finally got away. Frantic with worry what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and I started to swim. But my chances of survival were getting mighty slim. I thumbed down a whale who was going my way. And I reached the States in about half a day. When I saw what was going on, I really got mad. And when I saw what was happening, here's what I said. Baby, baby, that man ain't no good. Oh, baby, baby, you should have understood. You can trust me as long as I'm free. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me. Cause I love you. Cause I love you. Cause I love, 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 love. Lumba noosey lung bloomba rumba la dumba wa brown power. You.
Once afloat in the oasis, the battleship dropped anchor. All sailors on board were cunningly disguised as Arabs.
Just before dawn, 2,000 Arabs, cunningly disguised as sailors, crept up to the oasis.
Captain, wake up!
How dare you wake me up when I'm on duty?
Captain, we have been run aground.
Nonsense!
Yes, it's true. Them naughty Arabs throw the oasis water away in wog bottles.
The Barami oasis dry? Nonsense. Eccles, dive over the side.
Captain, pardon me. Can you tell me the price of smoked ham for small portion?
27 and 6.
What time do we get to Margate Pier, young man?
A woman on board a British battleship? No. I must court-martial myself. Admiral Seagun, Shan! Admiral Seagun? Yes, sir? You are charged with having a mini banister on board your ship. Is that true? It's a lie. Case dismissed. Thank you. Now, we must recover that water from the Arabs to refloat this ship. Full speed ahead!
Cynical listeners may question the possibility of sailing a battleship on sand. Meantime, at the Arab fortress of Rasha el Bacon.
Nice little fort you've got here, Sheikh.
Yes, just a little thing my wife ran up.
Oh, you dance divinely.
Oh, yes. Excuse me, good pipe. There's a battleship outside to see you.
Anyone we know?
I don't know, sir, but he's wearing a turban.
Then it's one of ours. Come in.
Steady with the boys. Down on your left. The other way round. Get the guns facing him. Right, pull the blanket off. Hands up.
Damn. Trapped by a brilliant stratagem on a Commonwealth Garden 44,000-ton battleship.
Right, Colonel Finn, you traitor. Hand over the water of the Barami Oasis.
Seagun, drop that battleship. One step nearer, and my men will drink the Barami Oasis.
You wouldn't dare.
No. Men, uncork bottles. There, Seagun. They're ready to drink.
Stalemate.
Stalemate? It was fresh this morning, mate.
What? So we faced each other. The Arabs with the precious bottles of oasis water poised at their lips, and we covering them with the 16-inch guns of our battleships. I had to think of something. Diana Dawes?
No, no.
An adjustable spanner? No. A sink pump? No. Diana Dawes? No, no. A telephone? That was it, the telephone! Hello?
Bloodknock here.
Bloodknock!
Shh, don't raise your voice, it might be seen. I see Seagun. Something terrible has happened. I've been robbed of 20,000 gallons of gin.
Where was it?
In the Barami Oasis.
What?
Yes. Years ago, I drained all the water out and filled it up with gin on account of the shortage, you know.
Thank you. Gin. They'll never win the football match now. Colonel Finn, we're coming to get that water. Drink it if you dare. Men, forward.
All right. Drink!
Yes, dear listeners, without knowing it, the fools were drinking 20,000 gallons of neat gin. Now for the football match. Sure enough, that evening, the Arab football team staggered onto the field in no condition to play. The result of the match was a foregone conclusion.
British garrison 12, drunken Arabs 68.
Which just goes to prove that gin is a dash good drink. Good night.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, with the Remington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.